Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the E2E Networks Limited Q1 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Go India Advisors. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Ms. Soumya Chahal from Go India Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you, Steve. Good evening, everyone. We welcome you to E2E Networks Limited Q1 FY26 results con call. We have on call with us today Mr. Tarun Dua, the Managing Director, Mr. Nitin Jain, the CFO, and Mr. Ronit Gaba, the Company Secretary. I must remind you that the discussion on today's call may include certain forward-looking statements and must be viewed in conjunction with the risks that the company may face. I now request Mr. Tarun sir to take us through the company's business and financial highlights, subsequent to which we will open the floor for Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Soumya. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Q1 FY26 call for E2E Networks. Let me start by explaining the business once more. So we are primarily a cloud GPU player based out of India. We have built a capacity of nearly 3,900 GPUs as of current end of quarter. And we have been around in business since 2009. Since 2014, the cloud is defined as compute plus software plus support services and, nearly, and of course, the colocation from the data centers. And building a cloud and operating a cloud is nearly 100 disparate activities that you end up doing for reliability, security, scalability of your compute platform for your customers, which the customers do not need to do anymore on their own, which results in a high ROI and lower cost for the customers rather than operating on an on-premise model. Now, due to certain regulatory reasons, many customers do prefer to run on-premise business models. Now, we have been building our cloud software since 2014, and the same cloud software that we are running on our public cloud with tens of thousands of operating system environments and ability to scale, ability to run multi-hundred GPU clusters, ability to run GenAI platforms, all of that is available in the form of sovereign cloud platform for private cloud on-premise operations of the customers in the form of software. Now, there is no major progress update on the software except that we continue to engage with a lot of customers with a point of view to kind of do POCs on non-production workloads with those customers. And coming back to the cloud, which is the major live revenue business for us today. So starting from updates, what is the highlight for us? This quarter has been reasonably good for us compared to the last quarter. So we are seeing a lot more POCs and a much bigger pipeline for large GPU clusters. And there have been some closures towards June, where the end of the quarter MRR in June month has increased to 14.5 crores compared to 11 crores something at the end of the previous quarter. And the pipeline is looking good for us. We believe that we are on track to achieve an exit MRR anywhere between, say, 32-38 crores by the end of the year in March. So Noida location, all the GPU capacity that we recently added, all of that capacity in Noida is now live, and it is operational in terms of being able to do POCs for our customers. And new revenue has also started coming in from the new capacity added. Go-lives for this quarter, basically, we got delayed on our Chennai deployment due to certain technical implementations getting delayed. We are currently working along with our technology partners for the GPUs very, very closely to kind of like resolve like large cluster related issues to get the Chennai operational up and running by hopefully by end of July. So that will significantly add to the overall capacity that we have built this quarter to be made available to sales from a pipeline perspective. Other than that, like we have continued to build our software and partner ecosystem. We have expanded our enterprise sales team and we have had good success in terms of like opening new conversations and new doors both through our enterprise sales team as well as through our partners. And we are in advanced discussions with a lot of customers at various stages. Now, we are also expecting some tailwind from the IIA mission, where we have been assured that like where we are L1, like there would be more workloads coming our way. And that is also expected to add to the revenue over like next couple of quarters. And so, yeah, broadly, majorly, those are the big updates from our side. Like, instead of like kind of like continuing with this monologue, I would like to now convert this to a dialogue with all the people who have questions. And I would like to hand over to Nitin for some of the financial updates. And post that, like, we'll start with the question and answer session. So over to you, Nitin.
So hi all. So as of regarding financial update, quarter on quarter revenue is a bit dropped by 12.6%, and we closed at 361 million. EBITDA margin stand at 29.1%, whereas as a PAT we are reporting a loss of 28 million. The EPS stand at 1.39 negative. In terms of the preferential fund raise, we have utilized in quarter one approximately 8842 million of the funds, and as of now we are remaining utilization of 3839 million of the funds as of now. From a capex perspective, like Tarun mentioned, our Noida facility has already been deployed and live for the consumer. So, which is done in May, and there is some technical delays for the Chennai facility. So, I think now we can open for the question and answer.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is that have we received any revenue from India AI mission? Is there any revenue which is booked in this quarter?
Yes, we have received some revenue, but we have not like delineated it separately. But it's a fairly small revenue. But now India AI mission, like what we have kind of like with our interactions, what we have what we are assured of is that like they are looking to kind of like fill up the capacity that has been promised to them by the various capacity providers, and then they want to kind of like proceed with adding new capacity after some of the capacity which is already promised has been utilized. So over there we are obviously expecting to kind of like get more customers over there. So in fact there are like ongoing conversations with their team and our team like on a continuous basis where like we are resolving any kind of like hiccups towards getting those orders like placed with the customers onto our platform and onboard those customers to our own platform. And hopefully this quarter, next quarter, we should start seeing more significant revenues coming our way from India AI Mission.
Sir, any ballpark number that we are targeting from India AI Mission in terms of revenue?
Let's look at it in the past, like, so let's not kind of like go forward from here on that. So let's wait. So in the sense that, like, once we start the utilization numbers going up on India AI Mission from the capacity they have paneled and capacity they have built, I think, like, then we will have more clarity.
Sure.
But we are very, very confident and hopeful over there that, like, things are kind of like speeding up out there in India AI Mission.
Okay. And sir, on the how many POCs have we rolled? What is the conversion ratio like? If you can throw some light on the enterprise side, what problems are we seeing? At least something, some flavor.
I think broadly, we have seen quite a few larger POCs and conversations related to, like, large GPU clusters, anywhere between 64, 32 GPUs to all the way to 1024 GPUs, which is our largest cluster size today. So we have seen all conversations, and, like, these are all ongoing conversations, and there are quite a few of them. And some of them, like, they have done POCs already. Some of them are in the queue to do more POCs. So we are very, very confident of this pipeline that, like, we will have the conversion over here over, like, next many coming months.
So just last thing on the purchase of services, that has risen
YoY. Practically doubled.
Yeah.
Because we have rebalanced ourselves across north and south regions. Now, north continues to generate the revenue, but south, obviously, we have run into some hiccups in terms of our rollout, so which we are resolving both on the GPU side as well as on the network security side, etc. So all of that is expected to be resolved, like, early this quarter, and hopefully by end of this month or latest by before our 15th. And we should start seeing, like, that capacity going online in a big way. And that will result in, like, the rebalancing of our revenue along with the cost. Now, cost, like, we started incurring for the new facility starting from April. Now, that should not, like, super drastically change. Like, obviously, with higher utilization, some costs will change, but not too drastically over the next couple of quarters. But yes, like, that has, like, hit our numbers hard this quarter.
Sir, something at least if you can provide maybe on the utilization front, maybe we have 3,900 GPUs, how much are up and running? At least something on that side as well.
Yeah. More than, so nearly 3,000 of them are up and running. And Chennai has a capacity of, like, 1024 single large cluster.
Okay.
So that is also going to be up and running very, very soon. So all the others are operational, and they are available for POCs as well as conversion to revenue.
Fair enough, sir. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sumit.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sampath Nayak from Mavira AMC. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, Tarun. How are you doing? So,
yeah, hi, Sampath. Yeah.
Yeah. So, L&T in its recent AGM said they have invested in E2E for two reasons. One is to procure GPU. Second one, to get the technology for GPU cloud, right? And L&T has already come up with 2.5 megawatt data center in Panvel and 20 megawatt in Chennai.
Right.
But there is no visibility on revenue for E2E yet. So can you comment on that?
No, so that is not true that we don't have visibility. So we ran into some issues while setting up a new location. So this is one of the largest locations we have set up outside of Delhi NCR. So our entire concentration of what we do is, like, very concentrated around Delhi NCR, and we have now built up a new team in Chennai for handling the DC. We ran into, like, some issues, which we are being helped by the hardware providers in terms of the new clusters that we have built. So they are testing their performance. in a way that like we are trying to do a A-grade job over there. Now, Noida is a well-developed practice for our zone 1. So, like normally we expect to do the deployments like in 4 to 6 weeks. Now, this has gotten extended to about like 10 to 12 weeks as opposed to 4 to 6 weeks or maybe 14 weeks instead of that. But like it's not that we don't have the visibility of revenue. Like, so we obviously have like some pipeline built already for the new location. So one is of course like we are trying to get like Chennai location onto revenue. And after that, we are also looking to build like a slightly smaller location in the Panvel DC as well. And there also we have like some visibility in terms of like where the customers are demanding like locality with Mumbai, where the customers are demanding locality which is not north but south of the country. So there is new visibility of revenue by setting up new locations. So that is already there.
Okay, Tarun, just help me understand. So, for L&T, you are the technology partner, right?
Right, for the cloud.
Or L&T is dependent on some other player for the technology?
See, like, I can't answer on behalf of L&T. It's a very large group. Like, they obviously rely on a lot of people for doing a lot of things. So, but obviously, we are also one of them in terms of like what we do. And obviously, it is our job to go and sell to various businesses within L&T ecosystem to convince them of our goodness and our ability to deliver ROI for them. So I wouldn't be so presumptuous as to represent L&T over here, like so way above my pay grade. So I represent E2E. So like as E2E, we would like to definitely go and fetch and sell to various businesses within L&T.
See, honestly, I was of the opinion that, you know, for next growth driver for E2E would be software licensing play, rather than the cloud infrastructure. But I don't see any revenue coming or visibility of revenue. And what I
right, right. So we have always made it very clear that like basically we are doing a lot of conversations. We are doing a couple of POCs over there. We are talking to a lot of customers over there. So, but like we are not putting a major revenue number in this year for the software licensing. So we expect that to kind of like come somewhere online in the next financial year only.
Okay, so but L&T has already come up with roughly 22.5 megawatt capacity, right? DC capacity.
Right.
And if we are not already catering to L&T and if some other, you know, player is filling that gap, then I don't see why L&T has actually acquired stake in E2E.
So let me not comment on the about like how L&T is thinking. So on our part, like we are very focused on working with customers where there are synergies in terms of like L&T as a data center provider or L&T as a managed services provider or in various ways where we become a part of that ecosystem. And we work jointly with like a large number of customers in terms of conversations that like we have been having and will continue to have. So over there, like we obviously expect like some business coming our way.
Okay. Tarun, one last question. So
out of the Mr. Pankaj, I have one question. Please come back in the queue for further questions. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to answer questions from all participants, please limit your questions to 2 per participant. The next question is from the line of Keshav from Niveshaay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi for the opportunity. Hi, Tarun sir. So thanks for the opportunity. I think most of the questions are answered, but I have still 2 questions. So are we planning to build our own self-service platform like portal like AWS in the future?
We already have like a entire cloud platform that we have built. So like we are practically from a software perspective, like we do a lot of things that hyperscalers do.
No, I'm just talking about the self-service portal that, you know, in AWS you can directly sign up and start using their services, whereas in E2E you have to...
We built our self-service portal way back in 2014. It has been continuously running since past 11 years or so now.
Okay. And are we planning to add more GPUs this financial year?
Yeah.
Like, do we have any visibility?
So, like, I don't want to put a boundary whether it will... like when we will buy more GPUs and whether they will get delivered and deployed in this financial year. But yeah, like it's a continuous process. We obviously want to kind of like generate some capacity utilization before we kind of like move and add more capacity. Either that or we see independent demand for the new capacity addition, which is anchored by a few customers. So in both the cases, like we are wanting to add more capacity. So like we are aggressive on our capacity addition part. So we are not holding back on like adding more capacity if required.
And one last question, I think in social media platform, I think E2 has announced B300 capex. So are we in still line or to that, or is it delayed?
Sorry, I didn't get like what we have announced on social media. Like,
so I think
is
there was
something marketing driven or
marketing driven? Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. We obviously intend to invest into Blackwell. So which particular exact models, whether it would be B200, GB200, B300, GB300, remains to be seen. But like Blackwells are definitely on the roadmap.
Thank you. That answers my question.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saurav Sadwani from Sahasra Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Saurav.
Hi Tarun. Good evening. One question I had about that L&T announced a partnership with Qpy AI. So are we participating in that? In that capacity and
quantum computing is something we don't currently understand very well. But like there have been indications that like the quantum capacity, whoever is using that, would also end up becoming a user of cloud GPUs. So in that sense, we are fully aligned to kind of like work together with the L&T team. To help build joint solutions around that.
So anyone accessing Qpy AI would also be able to access your systems. Means it would be in the same facility.
Yeah. So I think like from what we have seen in the social media on various plans of L&T for... Okay, so let me not really comment on like basically like when that happens. So like hopefully like whether or not it's in the same facility, like we'll figure out a way to kind of like work together as the project go online.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vimal Goel from Alchemy Capital Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, Tarun. How are you? Thanks for the opportunity. Tarun, just numbers on the quarter. You mentioned total GPU capacity at 3,900. If you could just give us an update on how much is CWIP and how much are on stream.
Yeah, so I think 1024 are in CWIP, which is the entire GPU capacity in Chennai. And that should go online very, very soon, hopefully by end of this month, worst case, like maybe first week of August. So that's the CWIP part. The remaining capacity is all online and functional and available to our customers, both for production usage as well as like if POCs are required for that as well.
So, okay. So what I meant was how many GPUs are currently generating revenue while, of course, they are available for utilization. But what I meant was how many GPUs are currently being utilized to whatever extent possible.
Okay, so this is not a straight number because of the various ways in which GPUs get utilized, but broadly from all the capacity which is online, I think like between the production and POCs, like we are looking at like somewhere between both revenue as well as non-revenue. We are looking at like 50 to 60% utilization today.
Okay, and where do we expect this utilization to go by Q4 of this year, assuming that there will be some
anywhere between
ramp up
anywhere
in
between
from India?
Yeah. So anywhere between 75 to 90% utilization is what we are expecting.
This will be 75 to 90 will be the exit.
Yes. Absolutely.
Okay. And whatever GPUs are on stream, what is the MRR that we are working with right now?
The overall ARR capacity we have is nearly about like close to 500 crores of ARR capacity.
Right now, the revenue generating GPUs are operating at what MRR?
See, the June MRR is 14.5. Out of that, like I think roughly 70-75% is like practically, or 65-75% is practically GPUs. So we also carry like some amount of CPU capacity as well. So overall, like the blended capacity MRR wise that is available to us is like close to 500 divided by 12. So 42 to 44 crores or so.
What I'm trying to get to is you mentioned about 35 to 40 crore of exit MRR by in March 26. I'm just trying to get
right.
what kind of roadmap, what is the kind of roadmap over there? I mean,
see,
if
I
your
can't
current
give
business,
you,
let's
see,
say 11 to 12.
I do believe, I believe that we are on track for that. Now, I can't give you a quarter on quarter roadmap. Like we are trying to fill up the capacity as quickly as possible. So hopefully by March.
So
like,
given the fact
be,
that you know you've seen a potential delay in Chennai ramp ups this quarter.
Right. But
do you
sales
expect
cycle,
any other such instances in the
not really, not really. So this is the first time we set up like in large new location. So like a couple of weeks of delay was slightly unexpected, but like did happen. Now we
this,
don't expect like once the location
is
live. Additive capacity is not something that like we will have like a lot of delays in the future. So it should all go online as per like various things that we have done in the past.
Okay, so two questions, sir. Just the delay in Chennai. Assuming that Chennai would have been on track, what would you have expected the exit MRR for the quarter to be? That is point number one. And
that's
the second
like
one
slightly
is
hypothetical.
Revise.
So it's a bit
so
hypothetical.
I don't
impact think
of the Chennai delay in this particular quarter, Tarun.
I don't think I would be able to quantify that. Like so, I think like ultimately what matters to us is the exit MRR and exit ARR. It doesn't matter like how do you get there in the journey. So. Like hard to quantify that, but what's
so
your
the delay
question?
In Chennai? A delay in Chennai this quarter was because of any supply chain issue, customer delays. What was it?
No. So there is like an inherent complexity in running large GPU clusters. Even like when we look at our competitors, like they also face like a lot of these challenges, and that requires like a bit of deep technical effort from both our in-house technology teams as well as with the help of our major partners. In technology side, so kind of like there is like some amount of back and forth that is required to kind of like solve the problems where multiple stakeholders are involved. So like, but these are like the Noida went online smoothly. There were like some hiccups in Chennai at multiple places. So now these problems are all being smoothened out, and like hopefully within a week or two, like this will go online.
And do you have customer led visibility?
Sorry to interrupt.
This is one question.
Actually, sir, we have others waiting in the queue, so I would request you to please come back. The next question is from the line of Nishant Joshi from Equisense Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, can you share the details? What is the fixed asset created in this quarter, or what is the position of current work in progress for this quarter?
Sure. Let me hand that question over to Nitin. Nitin, can you come in and like answer this?
Yeah, so for the current quarter, the capacity that we mentioned, there was a CVP of roughly around 636 crore, out of which 311 crore has been capitalized during the quarter, and pending CVP is the balance amount of 326 crore.
Of course, sir, any more capital work in progress?
There is no significant capital work in progress as of now, other than those related to Chennai, which we already mentioned.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nikhil Gupta, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Nikhil.
Hi. Just wanted to understand, I can see MRR. We are at a MRR of June 24. So June 24 and June 25. We have same MRR. Even with the increased capacity. So I would require any comment on that first. And second would be our margin contraction, like EBIT. If I see the ratio of EBIT, it has been decreased substantially.
Sure. So Nikhilji, like we set up a new location, which kind of like, so two major investments that we are making. One is into our people, and especially from the point of view of investing into our technology and growing the technology lead that we have compared to our competition. And second major investment is that we set up like a major new location in Chennai, almost similar size to our current location in Noida, and that practically doubled the amount of OPEX that we are doing. So both these kind of like resulted in like the fixed OPEX cost going up for us. And second part was that, of course, that we are going online with a lot of capacity. We are working with larger customers. So like things are already looking up. Now, of course, like this quarter's numbers are impacted majorly because of the impact cost, like building up like a team for future growth, as well as building up like capacity at a second location, second major location.
My major concern is why our MRR is not increased with increased capacity.
So it's in the pipeline. So there is plenty of pipeline. So we are still targeting the same MRR by the end of the year. So our increases are on track with like how we planned for it to go forward in the future.
Okay. So what would be the like year end?
Exit MRR we are targeting like in March 25th. Is like somewhere between like 35 plus minus something. So that's what we are looking at.
That is with the current capacity, not any expansion we are thinking of.
Yeah, this is based on the current capacity, and we are assuming like the current capacity utilization anywhere between like hitting like 75% to 90%. So if it obviously hits the upper number, then the MRR could be higher. If it hits the lower number, then obviously it could be slightly lower than what we are thinking that we should.
One more question is, we are experiencing any capacity expansion in this year, like financial year 26,
27? We are nimble about our capacity expansion. We definitely want to invest in Blackwell. What we don't know is that whether like let's say we kind of like start adding the capacity the Blackwell, let's say by December, then whether the capacity will go online by March or not. And in case like we end up adding the capacity say in October, then potentially like in the last quarter we could see the capacity expansion. So majorly we are looking at most likely any capacity expansion that would happen would be in the last quarter.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks very much, and all the best, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikhil.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Varun Gandhi from Fident AMC. Please go ahead.
Hi. Hi, Varun.
Actually, hey, Tarun. Actually, my question was answered. So
Sure.
Can I try to get back to you? Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Varun. Yeah.
The next question is from the line of Anurag Agarwal from Torch Investments. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Anurag.
Hi, Varun. So a couple of questions from my side. So first is in terms of Blackwell that you have mentioned. So but we have already seen NVIDIA has been mentioning that they won't be able to ramp up their production for the Blackwell series. So do you still think that you would be able to acquire some Blackwell series in this financial year, or will that be in next financial year? Because major-
Yeah, we should be. See, we are one of the earliest partners of NVIDIA. We have a very-
Okay.
Great relationship with NVIDIA, so
Okay.
I don't think we would have a challenge in terms of acquisition of Blackwell. So, like, currently, most of the Blackwells being shipped out are B200, and then we are also expecting the B300s to start shipping. So it's a long cycle for Blackwell. I think, like, we should be able to definitely add, like, quite a few Blackwells, like, as and when we kind of, like, take the step towards that.
Okay, sure. And instead, are you just focusing on NVIDIA, or are you looking to acquire some GPUs from the likes of AMD as well?
See, we are always open to evaluate, test, and like, obviously, while our relationship with NVIDIA is very special, it's not exclusive from either side. Like, it cannot be, like, it's a very large company.
Yeah.
So, like, basically, like, currently what we find is that, like, the best GPUs by price, performance, and availability is NVIDIA as of today. Like, if that changes anytime in the future, we are also happy to kind of, like, work with the other GPU or LPU providers, as long as there is demand coming in from the customers for those GPUs.
Yeah. So noted. Just one final question. You mentioned that Chennai capacity is equivalent to the Noida, current Noida capacity. So I guess you won't have to open any-
Not the exact equivalent, but yeah, like, eventually-
Similar.
It would be, like, balanced between Noida and Chennai. So,
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in future, if you-
It's not an exact double or something from Chennai perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you want to, in future, have more GPUs installed in Chennai capacity, in Chennai, with E2E, you won't have to have moved to other locations till you reach around 3,000 GPUs.
Yeah, Chennai is a very large facility. Chennai is a very large facility. It can host, I think, like, close to 20,000 GPUs very, very easily. So-
Okay. And
We can-
And
Yeah, we can expand our capacity in Chennai as and when required.
For Noida, is it similar, 20,000 or more? It would be more than 20,000.
Noida, we will have to kind of, like, requisition more capacity, but I believe, like, we should be able to get up to at least 6,000 GPUs in Noida if we require, maybe even more. But we'll have to check with the back-end provider. Like, in Chennai, we are more confident because of the partnership that we have, that, like, we should be able to ramp up to whatever capacity we need. The current capacity that we already have, which is already contracted on the colo side, allows us to go up to at least, like, 8,000 to 9,000 GPUs even today across Noida and Chennai, both put together.
Okay, sure. Noted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Harshad Mehta from SafeTech. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. I have two questions. The first one is the amount of cash that we are holding onto our books so as to purchase the fresh GPUs in the times to come. Can you throw some light as to when we will be doing that, and how many GPUs we would be looking at, and by what time frame? And what is the additional MRR that we are going to look from that part?
Okay. So, I think, like, As of today, would be hard to predict the additional MRR for something that we have not placed an order for. But from a Blackwell capacity addition, we are definitely looking at either the end of third quarter or the last quarter to kind of like try and get that capacity orders like placed.
Placed. So basically, ideally, it would take about a couple of months for them to place the order and then probably get delivery and get them.
Right. There is a cycle of between like 6 to 12 weeks. Obviously, we'll try to shorten it, but like it depends on what all technology changes happen in terms of like what's the technology risk today will depend on the version we decide to go with.
Yeah, so basically for any new order that we place, most likely would it happen in this current financial year or would it be only in the next financial year?
It could, but we will kind of like know more in the third quarter.
So if my understanding is correct, right now we have about 3,000 at Noida and about 1,024 at Chennai. Is there anything more to be added in the pipeline anymore or is this all that we
have? Yeah, so non-flagship GPUs, like we will continue to add capacity as and when required.
Okay. Part two of my question is, how much of revenue do we get by selling our software services apart from the cloud services? Because that is where I believe
currently the software revenue is not much today. But like practically all of the revenue is cloud revenue only.
So what steps are we taking to, you know, strengthen that part of our offering? Because I believe that's where the competition is not much, and I believe that's where the more margins can be expected. And I thought that was one of the reason why L&T would have that is one of the reason why L&T would have wanted to partner with us. You know, that I mean, in sync with some of the earlier participants who have been quite vocal about saying that that's probably the reason why L&T has partnered. And to be honest, I'm surprised to know that, you know, L&T doesn't seem to be only working with us and maybe working with plenty of other you know, vendors.
It's a very large company, obviously. This will work with everyone.
Agreed.
The good part is they are also working with us.
No, that's understood. I understand.
It is up to us to kind of like do our job well to kind of like expand into as many businesses of L&T as we can. Obviously, with the help of the internal champions who are working with us.
Right.
So.
No, that's fine. I understand it cannot be exclusive, but our understanding, at least the understanding that we as a group of investors, we believe is that L&T has looked into us because of our proficiency on the software side as well, you know. And that is where we thought maybe a large part of the deal would be, you know, plus for E2E. Very surprising to note that.
It's very early days. We are working towards things. We don't want to promise something today, but hopefully like over next many quarters, like we will make our full efforts to kind of like come to a place where we are able to start counting software revenue and also kind of like show some outcome from that from all types of customers.
Got it. That was very assuring. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you are requested to limit your questions to one per participant. The next question is from the line of Sampath Nayak from Avira AMC. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, Tarun. So,
Hi. Yeah, welcome back.
Is there any Indian company which has GPU technology expertise like you have? Indian companies.
See, we were early to the game. We continue to maintain like a lead in terms of like software built around GenAI and GPUs, especially our TIER platform. So we do believe that like we have got like a long lead compared to many of our competitors in terms of the software that is already built, deployed, tested in production, battle tested with our customers. So, and obviously there is always scope for improvement, both in terms of like the existing features, like how the customers use them, as well as build out of new features. So we do believe that like we continue to have a lead. Now, from the perspective of whether other participants in the market, Indian participants in the market, nobody has like access to similar kind of technology, that is obviously not the case. But we do believe that like we have a substantial lead compared to our competition in terms of our technology.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nishant Joshi from Equisense Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Nishant.
Mr. Nishant, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
In last con call, there has been one of the comment where we have been forcing that we will get around 10 to 20% of share of India AI mission. I just want to understand, do our profit margins be impacted by this business? Means, since it's related to government, possibly it's related to something related to subsidy. So, are our margins being compromised there in that particular business?
See, like the way we look at it, like there would be some amount of margin contraction for sure, but like obviously we would like to do some level of support to the India AI mission in terms of like building up some volume for them. But like overall, from an overall perspective, we do not expect that to impact the overall margins of the company. Now, obviously it's a national mission. So everyone has to contribute to the national mission, and we are very willing and able to contribute to that. Now, but eventually, of course, like across our entire infrastructure, we don't, including the India AI mission infrastructure, we don't expect to kind of like see any significant margin contribution overall.
So over the next 2-3 years, how much do you see it may contribute in the top line, means revenue coming from India AI mission, percentage terms?
So hard to predict these things. So we are hoping that like we get some of these answers ourselves over next 1 or 2 quarters. Then we will have more clarity in terms of what we are able to kind of like deliver to India AI mission and what they are able to deliver overall to all the providers in terms of consumption. So let's wait for 1 or 2 quarters before we are able to have a more confident answer to that.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Kishjit Saraf from Tusk Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi, Tarun. Good evening.
Hi.
One question. If the Chennai capacity were to come through in the next month, what is the visibility of demand we are seeing? We are making investments in the on the enterprise sales side and with the partner ecosystem. But if that were to come, right now, how much do you think we'll be able to utilize immediately?
See, there is already demand for large clusters in our pipeline. So the sales pipeline did not get like really impacted because of Chennai not going online. So what I feel is that like basically like as soon as it goes online, it will start seeing the demand.
Okay, so basically safe to assume that at least 50% of the GPUs deployed from day zero would be utilized?
We cannot commit to that number today, but like see, yeah. we are kind of like hoping that like by end of this year overall we are able to get to an exit MRR of like nearly 35 CR plus minus something. So that is still the overall target. So now some of it will obviously come from Chennai. Majority, of course, will continue to come from Noida. But like from a date and time perspective, like day one, like whether we get the revenue or not, like is not something we can predict today. But obviously, we see a lot of pipeline over there.
Okay. Okay. Basically, you're positive on the demand from the enterprise side as well. That's what I want to understand.
We are positive from an overall demand perspective. So there are like a couple of tailwinds, like India AI mission. We are hoping to get something over there from our startup SME partners. We are hoping to get something over there. We're hoping to get something through the enterprise engagements that we are doing with the help of our partners. So overall, like there are multiple sources from which we are expecting business, and we are firing on all cylinders. So overall, we are confident that yes, like exit MRR, we should be able to achieve that number. And we are already seeing the green shoots in terms of like getting back on track in terms of MRR growth as of this quarter. So we are hopeful that that will continue as a trend over the next couple of quarters.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shubham Agarwal from Yes Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi Shubham. Yeah.
Hey, hi. Audible?
Yes. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, how much of your workload is from inferencing and how much is it from training? Because training workloads tend to be very lumpy in nature and the world is shifting towards inferencing.
See, even today, majority of the new large GPU cluster workloads are training. That being said, yes, training workloads are lumpy. But what we are also seeing is that, like, as we grow the kind of like cohort of customers who all require training, so yes, some customers will come in, some customers will go away, but like overall secular trend of like capacity expansion and growth of capacity utilization, like would be there. Now, obviously with a smaller base, that lumpiness becomes very pronounced. With a larger base, the lumpiness like strictly comes down. That being said, we are also working towards like building more inference workload customers, especially on the enterprise side, where we can have like a year or longer contract. So that is still an ongoing work in progress for us.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Amunath Ayer, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. You mentioned 35 CR peak MRR exit for the current year, and last year
plus minus something. We can't predict something. Of course.
Would the operating margins be at 60%? What you had kind of achieved or predicted?
Hopefully,
in the last
Hopefully, they should improve because we are not expecting like any significant major changes to our cost structure.
Okay, and my question regarding the H200 is how do we depreciate this asset? In the sense that what's the rate of depreciation at which we do it on the books, and would there be a life earning revenue after this period, whatever you decide that's taken on the books?
Okay, so one part, like, we already have the answer to, because we have been running GPUs since 2019 onwards, is that like GPUs will continue to run and there would always be customers who have the workloads targeted towards particular GPUs, and that is typically like a 6 to 8 year kind of life cycle overall, starting from development to production to maturity to expansion of that production. So we do see that like typical GPU hardware does have like a life cycle of like 6 to 8 years overall from a revenue earning capability. We can't like really say that like that revenue earning capability actually goes down by time. That's not the case. Now with regard to, I think, our depreciation policy, I would let Nitin answer that question.
Yeah, so from a depreciation, we depreciate over a period of 6 years.
Okay, one last question regarding the Mission AI. Is there a scene where we have committed resources to them which we can't deploy elsewhere, and their deployment is also kind of getting delayed, and for us that's a kind of a loss?
No,
on...
It's a real... See, there is some capacity that we have committed to them, and beyond the committed capacity also we have offered like more capacity if they require it. And thirdly, it's a live API on either side. So basically for their demand, like they give us like live data via their APIs into our this thing. And regarding our capacity, we give the live capacity visibility to India AI Mission. So they always know that like what capacity is available with them to us. So
thank
obviously
you.
If there is a customer who is demanding something from us today and we haven't had the order from India Mission, obviously we'll give to that customer. But if there is an order from India Mission where like potentially we could build new capacity or replace certain capacity with other SKUs, we would obviously help the customer do that to kind of like not get stuck.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Aman Jain from Paras Investments. Please go ahead.
Sure. Hi, Aman Jain.
Mr. Aman, your line has been unmuted. Please go ahead with your question.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me, guys?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Okay. Yes, we can hear you.
You're promising MRR by end of the current financial year at 35-36 crore rupees. What kind of EBITDA and gross and EBITDA margins you are hoping for?
So broadly in line, like where we feel that like basically like 70 to 80%, 70 to 75% kind of EBITDA should be possible. So let's going out on a limb, I would like not go to 70, but like let's say 65 to 75 should be doable from a EBITDA margin perspective with the capacity that we are expecting to kind of like convert to revenue by March next month in the next year, in this year.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aditya Agarwal from Sagun Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Aditya. Yeah.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes. So I wanted to understand that this quarter our MRR growth has been from onboarding some new large customers, or is it mainly from our existing customers only, maybe some lumpy training workload? And secondly, we also
both existing as well as new customers.
So
especially, sorry, can you please repeat your question?
Both of them?
Yeah.
Okay, so I was asking if MRR growth has come from onboarding some new large customers or from our existing customers?
Both.
Okay, and is there some training workload involved here which can...
Majorly it's training workloads. So although we have also kind of like made available as model as a service for certain number of models. So that has also gone online on the PS platform amongst other things. So, but majorly what we are seeing is the major traction is on the training workflow.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this was the last question for today's conference call. I now hand the conference call over to the management for their closing comments.
Yeah. Thank you everyone, all the stakeholders in E2E, our customers, our ecosystem partners, our vendors, our all our esteemed investors and everyone. So thank you all of you. We hope to continue our work and our mission with your blessings and with your well wishes. So thank you everyone for participating in the call today. And we hope to kind of like continue this dialogue further. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. On behalf of Go India Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.